Hello and welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We come to God in prayer before we read from his word. Lord, your word is life and health and peace to us. Yes, Lord, it's the very word of life. This is our commitment, and we know this because of the promises that you give to us, and we know this also through personal experience. Lord, we don't want to depend on yesterday's food. Indeed, we need you to feed us again today. We pray for sustenance, for nourishment from your word, that we might glorify you in our lives. So, Lord, empty and unfilled, we turn to you again and ask that you would feed us by your word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Going to read today from Colossians chapter 3. So continuing with the teaching of the Apostle Paul, who wrote this wonderful book, the letter to the Colossians, and just reading the first four verses of Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. How do we live the Christian life? Is it a matter of rules and regulations, or is it something else? In the Bible that I've just read from, which is a slightly older version of the New International Version, this passage is headed Rules for Holy Living. In more recent editions of the NIV, that's been changed, and a good thing too, because these verses are really not giving rules for holy living. In fact, the whole book of Colossians, part of the keynote message is that Christian living is not about rules and regulations. So the title that I've got in front of me is particularly unfortunate. What is it about then? How do we live as Christians? Well, what we're called to do here is set our hearts and our minds on things above. It's as we focus on Jesus, as we drink deeply from him, as we receive all that he has to share with us, it's at that point that we are strengthened so we can live out the living, breathing, wonderful relationship, which is being a disciple of Jesus Christ. What we need to do, as it were, is turn the gospel music up so that it drowns the other music and enable us to follow Jesus. Let me try and explain what that might look like. There's a tale from Greek mythology, Jason and the Argonauts. And one of the things that happens is that there are sirens who sing a beguiling song and lure sailors onto the rocks. The music seems so beautiful, seems so attractive, that the sailors can't resist this song. What happens with one boat is that the captain of the boat is tied down, and although he's struggling to release himself, he can't, and so he can't respond to the song, and so the boat doesn't founder on the rocks. But when Jason's boat goes past, they have taken a different approach. They have different music playing, music that is more attractive, that is more beautiful, even than the siren's song. And because they are listening to that music, because they are drinking it in, then they are able to sail past the rocks in safety. The two examples, the guy that was tied down and the way of listening to the beautiful music, these two examples illustrate two ways of living the Christian life. The first way, we are looking to follow rules and regulations, and they are not attractive enough. We can only manage it by tying ourselves down, as it were, because the music of the world in this image is beautiful and beguiling, and it's too powerful for us to resist. But the way of really living for Jesus is to turn the music up, the music that is him, the beauty that is Jesus, setting our minds on our heart and our hearts on the wonder and the glory of Jesus. And with that music loud in our ears, loud in our headphones, then other people may be calling out, singing out. Other things might be bringing to us their siren song. But because the music of Jesus is beautiful, attractive, wonderful, then those other things are just drowned out, so that we can live for God. And yes, Colossians 3 does go on to talk about things that we need to put off and put on. And as you read on in the chapter, there is much practically that we are called to do, getting rid of rage and malice and slander and filthy language, and putting on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience, bearing with one another in love. And so we are told to do things. This is intensely, wonderfully practical. It makes a concrete difference in our lives, but it's not rules and regulations. It's listening to the beautiful music of Jesus and putting off the old stuff and putting on the things that belong to the gospel way. Are you struggling in a particular area of your Christian life? Maybe that in this time of lockdown, you are struggling with internet pornography. It may be that you are struggling with gambling. It may be that you're struggling with patience, that your temper is on a short fuse. It may be that you are just growing weary and you want to go online and you want to assuage a thirst for shopping by just buying all sorts of things that you don't really need. The music is strong. The music is loud. These siren voices call to us. But there is a more beautiful music that we can tune into and we can turn up. The music of Jesus, who is altogether lovely, who lived and died and rose again for us, who is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven, who is coming again one day, who promises us abundant life, life to the full, life that is like a cup that is running over. It's just flowing with goodness and joy and peace and abundant, abundant life. This is the music of Jesus. We battle the life of holiness, not by rules and regulations, which cannot block out the siren voices that are all around us. Rather, we tune in and we turn the music up, the music of Jesus that is glorious and wonderful and altogether lovely. Take some time this morning to tune into the music of Jesus, our once present and future King, the one who is high above all, the one who is seated in the place of authority and honour at the right hand of his Father in heaven. Lord, we want to tune into that music. We want to turn the dial and we want to turn that music up so it fills our hearts and our minds and our souls, so that it drowns out the siren voices of materialism, of consumerism, of selfish isolationism, so that it turns out the music of lust, gambling, self-centeredness. Lord, we tune into you today. We ask for your help in the press of the day and in the press of tomorrow, when the music of other things becomes loud, just to tune back into you and to thank you for your grace, to thank you for your mercy, and yes, to thank you that you are the altogether lovely one, our Saviour, our Lord, and our friend. We thank you and we praise you. We worship you today. In Jesus' name. Amen.